Hello, welcome to another episode of Relaxing Kids, all produced by Ellie Winkle. Today I'll be telling you a story about a sleepy cloud. But first, we should start off with the comfort. First, I'd like you to breathe in so slowly that you can't even hear your breath. And then breathe out. I'm going to let you have some time to breathe and relax. Hear that I'm back. Anyway, I hope. Well, sorry, I'm not hoping on this presentation. Imagine that you're on a special dream cloud where you feel so, so relaxed. And your dream cloud actually talks. And it says you can sleep on it while it moves you. So you do. You feel so relaxed. You fly over the sea, you fly over heaps of lovely meadows. Until you reach a beautiful angel in the sky. Miss Claire tells you that the angel will take you home. Sorry, I just did a bad party. The angel grabs your hand and flies you down to earth. Your dream cloud follows, but the dream cloud sleeps there forever to let you know that you feel so calm. Hello everyone, welcome to Relaxing Kids again. This episode is published by Ellie Winkle and is good for relaxing bodies. Let's begin of imagining lots of beautiful things. Like maybe I might give you a clue what we're doing today. This is a meditation about something shiny in the sky. And it might be something that you see when you go from gazing or something like that. Can you guess what it is? It's a star. We are going to be having a story. Hello. Welcome to Relaxing Kids again. This episode is published and made by Ellie Winkle, and I might give you a clue what we're doing, what we're listening about today. It's something shiny in the sky that you might go see when you go some kind of gazing. Yes, it's a star. We are going to be having a story about the brightest star today. But first, we need to get ready to relax. Otherwise, we can't listen to that meditation. So, let's start by our calm breathing. You would already know what that means, though, because you are the people that have listened to this meditation for a while, and there's lots of breathing at the start of these. Let's begin the story. First, I want you to imagine that you tucked up warm in your bed, wherever you actually are, or if you're actually in your bed. Anyway, let's have a nice moment to think about us warming up in our snuggly bed. I'll give you one tiny moment. Alright, I'm back. Anyway, now I want you to feel like your bed is lifting up from the ground through your ceiling and waving across the air until you find a beautiful thing. The brightest ever star ever. So, you tell your bed that you want to land on the star. So you do. It's so light on your feet. And there's no gravity. So you can jump and even fly. You enjoy it so much that you don't even want to go back into your bed. But you have to. This is a quick meditation, but still, it will be very nice and relaxing. Let's let you relax some more, maybe. I guess you could stay there for a little bit longer. You swing from the star's little hand to the other one. And you always, well, and you, it kind of fly to each one. Because there's no gravity. Until you get to the moon. It is so beautiful. And there's a beautiful angel. There's beautiful fairies that live up there too. It was a very nice place, but now it's time to go. Bye. Hello. Today we'll be listening to a meditation about a lovely rainforest and a beautiful tiger. That's not kind of greedy tiger that bites you. It's another kind. Let's start the story. But first we have to do our calmness. You already know what it means, so I'll let you do it on your own this time. Imagine that you are in a beautiful meadow. You walk through it until you see a lovely rainforest. It's like, it's got heaps more ferns than you would ever imagine. Then you hear a little bit of a rustling sound in the bush. You wonder what it is. You go here very bravely to see. It's a nice tiger that got a splinter. Splinter come out, and the tiger wants to be your friend. I'm going to let you have a moment to let him do it. And now I'm back and eat. The tiger gives you a ride on its back. You feel so calm on its beautiful fluff and stripes. Open your eyes very wide. Then you'll see that the stripes look 3D. In your mind, though. Do not look. There might, I'm not saying as it will be, but there might be a book about this podcast, but there maybe not. Though. Anyway, you you're fighting another tiger, that's this tiger that's friends. Your that's friends with you. It's mum. It thanks you for helping your friend tiger. It's time for you to go home now. Bye.